Christians aid Syrian refugees near the borders. Prison outreach continues despite Malawi's upheaval. And a popular contest in Europe brings opportunity to raise awareness. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians and even nominal Muslims are being targeted by rebels in Syria. The Islamists who oppose the Assad government are now targeting churches, homes, businesses, and those who oppose their radical beliefs. Christian Aid Mission's Bill Bray says thousands of refugees are now in Jordan looking for safety.
These refugees, they've lost everything. They've lost family members. They've lost their homes, their businesses. In this type of situation, hearts are tender toward the Lord.
According to Bray, Muslims are open to hearing about Jesus.
Most of the population, including the adult Muslim population, loves the children's Bible story books. They'll accept them for their children, but they're reading them themselves.
He says this could be a God moment in Jordan.
It could explode into a revival and a turning to God. Out of this, could very likely come a new movement toward the Lord.
Next, Malawi has been tipped upside down and shaken in the last couple of weeks. Malawi's President Mutharika died. A constitutional coup attempted to put his brother in office, and Vice President Joyce Banda took over. Severe economic crisis hasn't stopped. Prison ministry Crossroad Bible Institute is stepping into the thick of it all.
When a country is unstable, and when a country is going through what Malawi does, the last people that people are thinking about are the people in prison.
That's CBI President Dr. David Scheringa. He says CBI opened two satellite campuses in Malawi this week. Outreach is vital when some prisons are overcrowded by 200%. The chaos in Malawi has people desperate for truth. There's hope, but
anytime you have a change of administration, especially in a developing country, things can change very rapidly. Maybe we'll have to reapply for, the permission to go into the prisons. Maybe they'll change that whole structure.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Eurovision Song Contest is an annual competition in Europe. It's one of the most watched television programs in the world, akin to American Idol. Well, this year, Azerbaijan hosts the competition. The irony? Freedom of expression is an illusion. In fact, as Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith notes,
since 2003, we've had local and international human rights organizations document cases of fraud, corruption, human rights abuses, rule of law. We've just seen a steady increase in reports of religious freedom being violated.
The country sits 25th on Open Doors World Watch List. That also means SGA has had to be more discreet in its support of the church.
The main thing we're able to do right now is just try to help discreetly as we can and raise awareness of the situation. Obviously, intercessory prayer holds a major role on this, praying for our brothers and sisters there, that they would be able to not only obtain freedom to worship, but also to proclaim the gospel.
Meanwhile, Christian groups at Tennessee's Vanderbilt University are still fighting for rights after a year. In late 2010, the university created a stricter anti-discrimination code for campus organizations. The implications are that Christian groups must consider even non-believers for leadership. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship students promoted a video yesterday describing the policy. Tonight, they'll be meeting with board members. Pray for opportunities to be Christ amid discrimination. And have you ever wondered what kind of impact a gift has? Well, around Christmas time, Compassion International promotes a gift catalog that provides practical items for compassion-assisted children and their families. The top five gift catalog items in reverse order: 5 mosquito nets, 4 goats, 3 safe water, 2 chickens, and number 1, God's Word. 15,000 Bibles went out in 26 countries as a result. Thousands of kids and their moms have come to know Christ as Savior. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes By Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.